The Military Family Relief Fund helps combat veterans and their immediate families who are struggling financially. The fund subsidizes food, housing, utility, transportation, and medical bills. Some veterans organizations, including AMVETS and Disabled American Veteran, want payments from the fund to go directly to vendors, such as landlords and utility companies, instead of the veterans themselves. Retired General Jim Baerle used to lead the state's Veterans Affairs Commission. He says some vets don't have bank accounts, which means money from the fund goes to them essentially as cash.
And they do have the opportunity to abuse this, and there have been abuses. I hate to say that about my fellow veterans, but I know that that's the case.
But current Veterans Affairs Commission Chairman Richard Jewell says he trusts veterans to handle the money on their own.
The feeling of empowerment that man or woman has then, that they can go pay their bills. Whoever they owe doesn't really need to know where the money came from.
A legislative study committee will decide next month whether to recommend any changes to the program. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.